This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Alex Chadwick. A new technology has the potential to tell the truth about whether people are lying, to tell with much greater accuracy than a polygraph. This week, researchers announced that the brain images of people who are lying look very different from those who are telling the truth. Day to Day's Noah Adams asked NPR's Ira Flatow to tell us about the study.
What is happening inside the brain, Ira? Is that what the study's about when you lie?
This study shows that there's a lot of complex stuff going on inside your brain when you lie. Your brain is lighting up, different parts are working much more than when you don't lie. And maybe this is a way that we might be able to turn it into a new kind of lie detector machine.
Now, how did they figure out how to test for this?
Very interesting. They took 11 volunteers and they hooked them up to a normal lie detector machine, a polygraph, and at the same time they had their brain activity monitored by a functional MRI machine. And they took one group of people, six people, and they asked the six people to lie about shooting a gun. And they asked the other five people to tell the truth. And what they noticed, and when they compared the people who were lying and the people who were telling the truth, is that in the people who were lying, the brain was working like overtime. Almost looks like trying to figure out the lie, and then should I tell the lie, and then will I tell the lie? And in the people who told the truth, it was a piece of cake. Not much was happening in their brains.
Now let's go back to the polygraph for just a minute. The polygraph measures physical response, whether the pulse gets faster, blood pressure, the breath, the sweating. In this situation with the brain, let's call it a brain scan, they're looking at what's actually happening inside the brain.
Yeah, they have different areas of the brain. The frontal lobe, the temporal lobe, and the limbic areas were activated during the lying process. And when people were telling the truth, the brain was very quiet. There was really no significant activity that was happening. And it appears from watching this, these different areas have different functions. One is an emotional center, and one is sort of a thought center. And the emotional center was lighting up saying, uh-oh, should I tell this lie or should I not? It then would relay that decision to the mental thought section, which had to say, do I verbally say what my emotions are telling me to do? So you had a whole bunch of different areas lighting up, trying to decide to tell the lie and then actually tell it. In fact, there was a guy named Phineas Gage in the 1800s who had a severe injury to his frontal lobe, and we learned a lot about him, about how the brain works, because we found that this injury changed his personality totally, because after his injury, he was short-tempered, he was vulgar, he was rude, and what we want to talk about is that he lied a lot. So it must be something in our frontal lobes that is involved in this lying process.
And you said earlier that this brain scan technology could turn out possibly to be a better form of a lie detector test?
Yeah, but we have to do a lot more testing on it. First of all, we only have 11 people who've been tested, and it takes many, many more tests to determine whether this is really a reliable test, whether it could be 99% or better. Remember, we don't accept, standard polygraph tests because they're 10% false rate. They're only accurate 90% of the time. There are habitual liars who are able to fool a polygraph test. Are there any liars who can fool a brain scan? Maybe. And we will only know this when we do enough tests to figure that answer out.
Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday, regular Thursday contributor to Day to Day. Thank you, Ira.
Thank you, Noah.
And that interview by Day to Day's Noah Adams.